KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 43 degrees. We'll look for showers here this afternoon, a high around 63. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In an update to our story Saturday on the web and Sunday morning during the news, and early this morning for that matter, the Iowa State Patrol has released additional information about a crash that happened Saturday afternoon on Interstate 80 just west of Adair. Officials say a 2004 Buick LeSabre driven by 68-year-old Linda Weston of Audubon was traveling west on I-80 at around 1:30 p.m. when, for reasons unknown, the car drifted to the right. Weston overcorrected, sending the vehicle across the westbound lane into the median, where it rolled multiple times before coming to rest upside down and bursting into flames. The fire was quickly extinguished. Weston and her passenger, 96-year-old Clarence Fundheller of Audubon, who are wearing their seatbelts, were injured. Weston was transported by Anita Rescue to the Cass County Hospital and then by Midwest Medair helicopter to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Fundheller was flown from the scene by LifeNet helicopter to Methodist. Deputies with the Adair and Cass County Sheriff's Offices and crews from Anita and Adair Fire and Rescue Departments assisted at the scene. The Creston Police Department reports three people were arrested over the weekend. Saturday evening, 34-year-old Crystal Smith of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Smith was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on a $300 bond. Early Saturday morning, Creston police arrested 21-year-old Mason Wagaman of Creston for criminal mischief in the fourth degree and 21-year-old Godofredo Rodriguez for public intoxication. Both men were later released on bond from the Union County Jail. And last Thursday morning, a Creston resident reported to police that his debit card was used without permission to make numerous transactions at various retailers. The card was used between November 2nd and 3rd. The loss was estimated at $1,250. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports absentee voting is still available for the November 8th general election. The deadline to vote early in the Cass County Auditor's Office is 5 p.m. today. The Auditor's Office is open for early voting from now through 5 p.m. And on Election Day, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. and close at 9 p.m. Briarcliff University is dropping its plans to purchase part of a Sioux City park for its sports team to practice after some neighbors objected. The Sioux City Journal reports the university said on Friday that it will end its effort to buy part of Headington Park. The university has been talking with city officials about using 4 acres of the park as a practice field for its football and soccer teams. University officials said they believe their plan would have benefited the community, but they didn't want to move forward over the objections. Some Iowa landowners are raising concerns about construction of the Dakota Access oil pipeline, saying that crews have left behind debris and disrespected their land. The Des Moines Register reports that complaints have been filed with local or state officials, including by several landowners who oppose the project. One farmer says crews burned a pile of branches worth $10,500 in firewood. Pipeline supporters say the complaints don't represent major problems. A civil engineer hired by 13 of the 18 counties along the pipeline route says a lot of the complaints aren't construction agreement violations. The Iowa Utilities Board is in various phases of investigating 22 official complaints filed as of late October, but they've dismissed 3 complaints this past spring. A spokeswoman for the pipeline's builder says it takes construction commitments seriously. A large number of police officers from across the country are expected to attend the funeral for the Des Moines police officer today that was slain on last Wednesday. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Hundreds of officers from across the country turned out in April for the funerals of 2 Des Moines officers who were killed in an accident with a drunk driver. Des Moines Police Department spokesman Sergeant Paul Parizic says they're expecting many more officers for the funeral of Sergeant Tony Bimenio today because of the way he died. Parizic says more departments and honor guards in these type of situations where officers are shot and killed in the line of duty. Bimenio's funerals at 11 a.m. in West Des Moines, then a long procession of police cars will escort his body across town to Des Moines Cemetery for burial. I'm Dar Danielson.
Police say one person has died in a 2-vehicle crash in Cedar Falls. Police said in a news release the crash was reported around 12:05 a.m. Saturday at the First Avenue Bridge near Main Street in Cedar Falls. Investigators say both vehicles were traveling west when the crash happened. Police have not released any other details about the crash or the name of the person killed. Authorities say several others were injured in that accident. Their names and medical conditions also have not been released. The crash forced the closure of the bridge for several hours while the cause was investigated. Elsewhere in the news, there's an urgent call for Iowa families to open their homes to take in foster children and to adopt. Bambi Schrader, recruitment supervisor for Iowa KidsNet, says there's a critical need for families to shelter sibling groups, teenagers, and children who are older than 8 years old.
We have approximately 4,000 children in the foster care system. In fact, in 2015, there were 2,550 children referred into foster care. Unfortunately, we only have about 2,100 foster homes across our state right now. So we're in desperate need.
There's a continual waiting list for children in Iowa seeking forever homes.
A lot of times children are waiting longer in shelters or residential treatments or unsafe situations, or there are being multiple children placed into a home where they might have only taken one or two children. Now they have three or four, and we want to make sure each child has their own unique home that meets their needs.
For many children in foster care, it could take 3 years to be adopted. She says there's a need for every type of family, as kids come in all types.
We need everything from two-parent household to single-parent household, same-sex couples. We need some older couples that maybe aren't looking to adopt but would maybe take an infant that we want to reunify.
Private adoptions may take several years and tens of thousands of dollars. But Schrader says state adoptions through Iowa KidsNet are essentially free. The adoption process may take 6 months, and it includes a home study, 30 hours of classwork, and a background check.
Having lots of money or having a nice home, fancy home, is not what the kids need. They need people who care about them. They need people who love them. They need people to be there after school, and people will say, no, you're not wearing that to school. Go change your clothes, or put discipline into their lives, because a lot of our kids don't have that, or when they do have it, it was done in a harmful way.
More than 23,000 children age out of the foster care system nationwide every year. Last year in Iowa, 39 children aged out with no family or permanent home. You can learn more at www.iowakidsnet.com or by calling 800-243-0756. And volunteers are needed in Iowa to test a new drug which researchers say has the promising potential in preventing or slowing Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Risa Sperling, a neurology professor at Harvard University, said the medical trial will run 3.5 years. That may seem quite long, but memory changes can progress very slowly. She says it's important to study people over time.
We're looking for people age 65 to 85, but unlike most Alzheimer's studies, we're looking for people who don't yet have symptoms, or at least have very mild concerns about their memory.
University Hospitals in Iowa City is one of 60 sites in the nation where the so-called A4 study will be done. That A4 stands for Anti-Amyloid Asymptomatic Alzheimer's Study.
The A4 study is really the first of its kind prevention study, where we're trying to find people who are still normal, who have early brain changes that we think are associated with Alzheimer's disease, but don't yet have the symptoms. And our job is to try to help prevent them from developing the symptoms and progressing with memory decline.
More than 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's disease, and by the year 2050, scientists expect that number to triple to 15 million or more. Volunteers will need to report to the hospital once a month over the course of the study, and each visit may last 30 to 60 minutes. Taking part will involve memory tests, brain scans, MRIs, and the drug will be administered using an IV.
This drug's been in about 3,000 people already, but it's primarily been tested before at the stage of dementia, where people already have had the Alzheimer's disease changes in their brain for more than a decade. And what's really groundbreaking about the A4 study is now moving it to people who don't yet have symptoms, and hopefully in time to really save their brains.
Volunteers will be compensated. She expects 10,000 patients will be screened at the 60 sites in order to find the 1,150 who will be chosen for the study. For more information, you can go to a4study.org. And this just in, the Iowa State Patrol has released the name of a fatality involved in an accident near the Marnie exits Sunday morning at around 7:15. Officials say a 2000 Ford Focus driven by 19-year-old Benjamin Hill of Bedford was traveling eastbound on I-80 and drove off the north shoulder. Hill overcorrected, causing the vehicle to cross both lanes of Interstate 80 and enter the south ditch and into a cornfield. Hill and his passenger, 19-year-old Devin Wheeler of Gravity, were ejected from the vehicle. Neither was wearing a seatbelt. Wheeler died at the scene, and Hill was transported by Midwest Air Helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Cass County Sheriff's Office, Marnie Fire and Rescue, Midwest One MedAir assisted at the scene. Again, the fatality has been identified as Devin Wheeler of Gravity. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.